proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas. I hope you and your loved ones are having an enjoyable time as we remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Messiah. Christmas is just a few days away. Now, as we look forward to celebrating the birth of our Savior, we enjoy the Christmas carols, the family gatherings, and the church services that look back to the babe in the manger in Bethlehem. Children are dressed in characters as they act out the nativity story found in the Gospels. As we rejoice in the news that a Savior is born, today I would like to take you on a special tour to Bethlehem to see the Church of the Nativity, which commemorates the place of Jesus' birth. Now, the Church of the Nativity is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and is one of the oldest church buildings in Israel that was built in the year 339 AD as issued by the Emperor Constantine and his mother Helena. Even before this date, this spot had some importance related to the birth of Jesus as recorded by some of the early church fathers such as Justin Martyr and Origen. During the Samaritan Revolt in 556 AD, the church was burned and then rebuilt to its present form by Emperor Justinian I. Another unique feature of this church is the grotto where Jerome translated the Latin Vulgate. Even today, you can visit here and appreciate the hard work it took for him to translate the Bible. Through the years, the church suffered from damage and looting due to deterioration, earthquakes, and insecurity in the region. The unique wooden roof was especially susceptible to these things. One of the unique features of the Church of the Nativity is the entrance into the building itself. Now, when you approach the church in the manger square, you will see the door is very low, causing you to bend down as you enter. This 4-foot opening is called the Door of Humility, and there is a reason for this. The first reason is due to defending the church building. It was built this way during the Ottoman era to prevent mounted horsemen from entering. But another reason for the low entrance is to remind us that no matter what status we may have in this life, we must humble ourselves just as the wise men did before the king who was born here. Among the traditions and history of the church, another ironic twist to the church's story comes to us here. In the year 1847, the silver star that decorated the floor that marked the birth spot of Jesus was stolen. This began a series of conflicts which led to the direct result of the Crimean War, which lasted between 1853 and 1856, between France and Russia, as well as Britain and the Ottoman Turks. In more recent times, during the Second Intifada in 2002, 50 armed Palestinians holed themselves up in the Church of the Nativity, holding about 200 monks and other people hostage. After a siege of 37 days, the Palestinian fighters were then sent to different countries in exile. Unfortunately, the church sustained much damage at the hands of the gunmen. But now I want to direct our attention to what this church is really all about, the birth of our Lord Jesus. Toward the back of the church is the Grotto of the Nativity, which showcases a star on the floor which traditionally marks the spot where Jesus was born. Even though this may or may not be the actual spot, we can appreciate the humble birth of our Lord. The incredible thought that the Word became flesh is lived out at this very site. Looking back over the years of fighting over this building reveals the controversy about Jesus himself. One cannot be neutral about Jesus. The unique character and person of Jesus demands an answer on our part. Some accepted him, others rejected him. Will we accept him as our king just as the shepherds and the wise men did? When we think about Bethlehem and the Church of the Nativity at this time of year, I pray that you will look past the nativity scene itself and focus upon the babe in the manger. Jesus came to this world to minister and give his life for us. In a lowly fashion, Jesus exhibited unconditional love to us by his sacrifice for us. It is no coincidence that the name Bethlehem in Hebrew means house of bread. It was in the house of bread that brought forth the bread of life. Now, as we think about this, again, our focus is not so much on church buildings, but let's also be reminded of the babe in the manger. Now, I invite you, of course, as we close this program out, and we think about this time of year, let's, of course, remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem and take these words to heart. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas time, and invite you to join us next time as we will talk more about the importance of Christmas. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.